joined in studio by ESPN's Jen Latta. See the rain coming into Miller Park? Or, man, how did I do that? American Family Field. Well, it had been a Miller Park issue. It's better than it's been, but when you get that much rain, it's still not watertight.
Well, first of all, turn your microphone on. Second of all, did you guys see that there were people stranded outside of AmFam?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that putting a ballpark in a valley...
Well,
when you have all that rain, might be problematic.
Do you want to pick the scab of we should have built it downtown today?
Oh, man.
Okay.
So I'm watching the broadcast last night, and I'm watching Blake Perkins out in the outfield, and I'm seeing rain just pouring down behind him onto the field. And I was like, oh, man, is it raining? And I didn't know if, like, we knew we were going to have storms, so I was like, they had to have shut the roof, so this must be leaking into the ballpark. And I was thinking, oh, man, like... You know, AmFam is leaking. That's going to be a problem. Whatever. I'm down spiraling a little bit. And then you get to the eighth inning, I believe it was, and the Brewers are trying to mount a comeback. And Sal Frelick is up to the plate. He hits it. It goes straight up into the air. And the catcher for the Blue Jays, I think, was hoping it would roll foul. But the ball just died. It just died in the mud or in the dirt. And then he fumbled to pick it up. And Sal was safe at first. So it ended up being an error. But Sal Frelick, after the game, said that that's a big reason they won, because the water had, there was a spot there near home plate where the water had soaked the dirt and made it so the ball would stick. And so now I'm going, all right, well, don't fix the roof. So now, hey, home field advantage, right? Boston's got the monster and we've got a leaky roof.
Well, and you think about the Blue Jays, they have to be like, I thought this was a dome, because they play in a dome, right?
Same kind of thing. Theirs, I think, even retracts a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. Old Sky Dome. I don't know what they call it now, but it was one of the first.
So now the good news, of course, is that the Brewers stopped that 6-game losing streak. You know, and that was a big relief. Chad Patrick pitched fantastic. And again, now you sit there and go, okay, you stopped the bleeding. I know you've got major injuries that you're dealing with. Christian Yelich, of course, the latest. We are waiting and waiting and waiting for Jackson Churio to come back. And, you know, then hopefully it starts the domino effect of Vaughn coming back and all of that. But it was nice to get a win.
Yes.
Eric posed the question of, if we had lost 12 in a row, do we have to do something for the people at George Webb?
Yeah, you have to make burgers for them.
And would they want my burger?
I feel like if we offered them burgers, they're like, we're good there, but you know, I sure could use
a lasagna.
Something else. Doesn't even have to be food, right? Who will step up and give us something?
What I do love is, you know, we've talked about a lot of this stuff over the months and years or whatever, and the Bucks thing still seems to be pretty, like, ongoing and somewhat toxic, even though they are cleaning house. But I'm locked in on the Brewers, man. Like, and we've got the NFL draft in a week from today. Now, the Packers do not currently have a first-round pick, but we will obviously be watching to see how that shakes out. So the Brewers right now are offering a much-appreciated reprieve from some of the other stories. The Badgers, of course, with Chris McIntosh. Yes. Like, you know, it's just... Exactly.
So that's tough why sports
I'm like,
time.
That's why I'm like, thank God the Brewers got a win yesterday. Yeah, otherwise, what in the world would our show consist of this morning?
Jen Latta from ESPN with us this morning. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
Coming up on 657 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Tried to